With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good man sitting over there. His name is
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Welcome back to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today.
Nice job,
hey, Mr. Mookie Betts. Turn that up. Bickle, you remember this song.
You know what? Vaguely. It wasn't huge in my wheelhouse.
Del the Funky Homo Sapiens.
Yeah.
1991. Smack dab in the middle of college.
It's not something that I played a lot.
I'll be honest. That might be a world premiere for your boy Flakesy over here. Because in 1991, let's go in the way back.
Yeah, you weren't listening to that.
In the Wayback Machine, 1991, to me, and this is just me kind of throwing a dart, that was kind of like the last dying gasps of the hair metal scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Grunge was taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl Jam and Nirvana.
Nirvana was huge.
They were starting to emerge and kind of, you know, kicking the hair metal dinosaurs to the curb. That's kind of where I was in my music listening phase.
All right. That was a good tune. I loved it. And
it's
I'm
got
glad.
A good beat. It's catchy. And it's talking about the wild javelinas that attack people all the time, taking out the trash in Tucson.
They are.
Which I like.
See, that's exactly what they're talking
about. Why you thought of that. Hey, let's go to line one. Jenny from San Diego is calling in. I think she called in yesterday and we never got to her.
Have I mentioned on the show before, I'm not sure, that I like California?
You
I like it.
Like
I
wouldn't
like
want to
it.
Live there. You'd like to visit. You don't want to
I
live there.
Like California.
So I want to move to Florida. You want to move to California.
Well, I mean, the
if you
tax
had your druthers.
Well, I don't know about move there. I like visiting because, again, there are a lot of issues.
Do you know how
high
many people
taxes,
kicks are moving out of California?
Yeah, I know
Cakes
a lot.
Would be the only guy moving to
I would
California.
Be, yes, I would be the trailblazer. I would be the pioneer moving in.
I mean, people want to get
out.
The hell out of California, especially L.A. They don't want any part of L.A.
Hey,
LA,
Jason,
San Francisco.
I'm not a lemming. I don't have to do what the entire crowd is doing.
That's true. He's an independent thinker.
You want to pay like 65% taxes? Have fun.
I mean, I don't want that, and I don't want California to break off into the ocean when the big one hits, which they're way overdue for. So there are some issues,
too. As long as Pebble Beach stays there, I'm good.
Right. That's the key. Okay.
Jenny.
Yes,
hey, Jenny.
Hi.
Hello,
How
Jenny.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm doing very well. I just wanted to send my love from here. I was born and raised in D.C., but now live here. And, yes, it's super expensive, but very sunny. So,
but hold
it,
on. When did you move out there? Did you, like, get married and move out there? Like, what's your story?
I moved here about 7 years ago. Next, I met my husband in Denver, and we just like sunny weather. So,
right. And so you're in San Diego,
anyway,
which is beautiful. I mean, let's be honest. It's beautiful out there.
Beautiful. But, yeah, I just wanted to reminisce. I was actually Stevie's first grade math teacher. So
you
I've
were.
Been listening. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So hold on. So at met, Rosemary Hills?
Yes, in Bethesda. Mm-hmm.
Now, did I ever go in for, like, a parent-teacher conference or anything?
No
or?
Chance. In first grade? Yeah. Impossible.
I'm serious. Did I?
He did.
What?
Yep, and I was a total fangirl. Yep, because I was listening to the show at that time, too.
Uh-huh. Was I as a dad? Was I, like, an interested dad? Did I ask good questions?
I actually didn't get to talk to you because I was only the math teacher. I wasn't like his main, you know, classroom teacher.
Oh, so I went and I talked to the main homeroom teacher or whatever.
Right.
So I never. Yeah, so we never met.
Nope. Well, we did.
Are you still?
Yeah,
Are you still
I want to hear this, Jason. I'm doing some research here. All right. So where did we meet?
I have a photo of us. CK's in the picture too. Me and my sister went to an appearance in DC. I think it was called the Rhino Bar.
Okay. Yes, we. I remember doing gigs there back in the day.
Cakes,
go ahead.
It's Cakes, EB, my sister and I, and CK. So I was wondering where I could send the picture.
Oh, send it, because I probably look silly.
Do you have a shredder anywhere? I would send it straight to the, straight there.
I guarantee you're wearing pleated pants.
Yeah, I'm probably wearing something awful. I'm probably sweaty, and I hope I shaved my head by that point. Well, I don't know what was going on in my life.
If Stevie was in first grade, that was...
You're wearing a Britches rugby shirt.
Oh, good chance of that, yes, depending on the time of year.
So that was probably like 14 years ago, something like that?
Probably like 2007. Something like that.
Oh, that was like 37. Still silly. All right, hold on. Stay on hold. Drabby says stay on hold. He wants to get the pick. All right, then we'll put her back on after we see the pick. All see if I remember this. All right, put her on hold.
Now, if it's a Rhino Bar, we probably have some drinks in us. I don't know if it's going to be the most flattering pick.
That's true. There are a lot of, like, drunk pictures of the Junks online.
Yeah, I mean, 2007. I mean,
we gotta hire some of those SEO guys and bury some of those picks.
We need to do what Bruce Allen is probably doing right now and scrubbing our history, and all of our messages and pictures. So Dan Snyder doesn't. I don't know.
We seriously have to hire a search. What do they call that? Search engine optimization.
I don't know what that is.
Company
just to get rid of everything. Erase.
Yeah, and they like scrub your hit like. Like when people sue Simon Cowell or something, he like has it all scrubbed from the internet, you know, so you can't find it. Because if you just Google like EB from the Junks, there'll just be a billion like drinking pictures.
Right. You and the starboard cooler with seven mini beers
right,
in your
18
hand.
Beers in my hand. Beer stains all over my shirt.
EB, those are the good old days.
It's Monty. Come to the cooler. Come on in.
We will go into that cooler and just chug like two or three cocktails.
It was the best.
Yeah.
Right.
That was when we were still like at the tail end of binge drinking, which I would highly recommend against.
Oh, yeah.
When you're in your 50s.
Which one
takes not a good play?
I know we've done every bar in DC. Which one was the Rhino Bar? Remind me of that one when we did gigs there. Was that like M Street, Georgetown?
No,
where the hell is that?
Rhino Bar is in Georgetown, I thought.
That sounds right, but I'm sure it's not. You know, I'm sure it's not there anymore.
No.
That one's way gone.
I went there did a Halloween appearance there.
I always equate like Rhino Bar with like was it close to the Sign of the Whale? Like, are those close at all to each other?
I feel like
in DC?
They are. Yeah.
Like I kind of lump those in together.
We used to do the bar crawls, get hammered. Remember that?
Yes.
Here's a radio insider. We did a bar crawl. I can't. Maybe we did more than one, but the one I remember, we had like a limo for part, you know, obviously trying to be responsible, and we literally tried to fit 25 people into the limo, and I think we broke the axle on the car because there were too many donkity donks stuffed into the vehicle. They're like, what are you idiots doing?
Oh,
and they had to call in a backup car for us.
Those are the good old days, Cakesy.
We used to have fun, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah. That was stupid.
All right, I think Drabby's trying to find the pic. He's like, what, she give you like your Facebook page or something? Like, what are you doing, Drab?
She said she had to find it on her Facebook, and then she's going to text it to me. But she's still
okay.
On hold.
Okay. So we'll find it, and then we'll get to it. I know this. I'm going to drop off one of my daughters, my youngest, to my brother's house, and the cousins want to get together or something. So Dee says she wants to go out for dinner when I'm in the Annapolis area. Mm-hmm. And she actually suggested, Valdez would be Seiss. The Mike's on the Water or whatever. Uh-huh. So
that's a good spot.
Is that the one in Riva?
I haven't been there in a long time.
Got there by boat, so I don't think I ever drove there. I got there by boat.
So am I going to need to do like a reservation, or can I just show up?
It's Friday night. Although the weather's not going to be great. It's going to be a little chilly, but
is it? Well, we're not going to be late. It'll be a little earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, early Friday dinner, beautiful, EB.
That's right, my, up your alley.
That's my, you're stealing my a play out of my playbook over there.
It's right up your alley.
Yeah, I'm going to dinner. My wife and I are going to dinner with some friends, and we're going to Leesburg. And my buddy, he's just like me. He said, "The earlier the better." I said, "Right on, bingo." I said, "Let's do a 5:30 resi."
I think that's about what we're looking at.
A 5:30 resi on a Friday, perfect. That means I'm back home by 8-ish, 8:30.
Beautiful.
Watching the Nats hopefully win with Max on the bump.
We'll watch the Wiz Pellies.
Could watch that. Hopefully the Pellies win by 4.
Right. Keep our parlay alive.
Yeah. Valdez says there's a Mike's in the Dina. I know we're not going to that one.
You're definitely not going to that one.
I know we're not going to that one.
That, right, I can say with certainty.
Let's go to Ricardo. Uh-huh. I don't know what line Ricardo's on, but punch him up there.
Ricardo Montalban, what's up?
Ricardo, what's up, man? You're on the jump.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, EB.
Yes, sir.
Hey, a long time ago, you always talked about that time when you was riding that bicycle, that mongoose.
Mm-hmm.
I know who stole your bike.
No, well, hold on. First of all, it was JP's JP's brother's bike.
Okay, but it was a tall guy. He was brown skin, and he asked you, "Let me ride your bike." And you was doing, and he did a circle. And I don't know what type of area y'all lived over there in South
Pointer Ridge,
or whatever it was.
Pointer Ridge.
Yeah, Pointer Ridge by the Taco Bell, correct?
By the Pizza Hut.
No.
There was a Pizza Hut there.
There was a Pizza Hut there. There was no Taco Bell there. No, it was right off Route 301. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm telling you about is you were riding the bike or whatever, and you got off the bike, and the guy sat there, and he did a couple circles, and he pulled off and stole your bike.
Yes.
How do you know him?
Huh?
Was it you?
Well, no, did y'all grow up?
No.
Hold on.
It wasn't me. No, it wasn't me.
Did you grow up in like Kettering? Because the suspicion was you just rode it home to Kettering.
Hey, we're about to solve a 40-year-old crime here.
No, he went. No. Actually, I'm gonna just tell you, he was from Glen Arden.
From Glen Arden,
right?
Then what was he doing in South Bowie?
All right, but explain how you know it was him.
Huh?
Explain how you know it was him. How would you remember? How would he remember?
Because I remember the story when you was talking about it. And I went to school with, matter of fact, I went to school with the two guys from Roosevelt.
You did? Where? At Roosevelt?
Yeah, I graduated Roosevelt 87.
What's your name? Ricardo what?
Ricardo. I'm not going to say my whole name. Come on now. They're about a year or so underneath me.
You're behind.
We graduated 88, but I mean the class sizes there. We had like 800 people in our class. It was massive. Like I don't remember Ricardo.
He probably took your lunch money though.
I don't know. I don't know if that happened or not.
I'm trying to tell you. I know. I'm just trying to tell you, but I know who took the bike.
Hey, right. We want the bike back. By the way,
yeah,
we want it back 40 years later.
That bike probably got broke down.
Yeah, I would think so. It is 40 plus years old.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm telling you, for real. Seriously.
All right. Well, what can you at least say, Ricardo? We got to go, but can you at least say what the guy's name was?
His first name.
I'll just say Billy.
Yeah, I'm sure his name was
Billy.
Billy stole the bike.
All right. Thank you, Ricardo. Thank you, buddy. Man, that is a story from 40 years ago. We let him ride the bike, and he was riding around the street, rode around the block a few times, and we noticed.
He goes, "I'm out."
Where did the guy go?
He's taking it for an awfully long test drive.
He went to Glen Arden.
Long ride.
Went to Glen Arden.
There's your true crime podcast, Eric.
Yeah. Who stole EB's bike?
Put that on the Odyssey app. They'll make an eight-episode podcast.
We just got to find out who Billy is. That's all right. That's the next podcast. Who's Billy?
Imagine. All right. Why don't we... I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe come back at 9:40 because Drabby has found the picture, the infamous picture with Cakes and CK and Jenny from San Diego. But we have John Clayton coming up, correct?
Yeah, yes. He's going to do his mock draft. Now, I'm on another mock draft. You know, I look at him every day.
Yes, you do.
And San Francisco has – who are they taking?
Who does John Clayton have them taking or the one you're looking at?
The one I'm looking at.
Justin Fields.
Yes.
Well, because you'd be more sized for why. Fields than Mac Jones. Because right?
I don't know. I get sized for both of them, but every time I look at a mock draft, San Francisco's selecting one of the three quarterbacks, Fields, Lance, or Mac Jones. So I wonder what John feels
about
that.
We will see who John Clayton has in his NFL mock draft coming up next here on 106.7 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Happy to be joined on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Joining us is John Clayton, Washington Post NFL columnist. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
You know, we're perusing through your mock draft on the Washington Post. No big surprise that the quarterbacks are flying off the board early. Take us through your top five, and then we'll a little bit later we'll get into what the Washington football team is going to do with their selection, sitting at number 19.
Yeah, not too many surprises. I mean, you know, obviously Trevor Lawrence going number one to Jacksonville. Certainly Zach Wilson going number two to the New York Jets. Number three, then, you know, it's a little bit of a surprise is that Kyle Shanahan would prefer Mac Jones over any of the other quarterbacks, mainly because he's accurate, he's smart, he kind of fits what he likes in a quarterback. So he goes number three. And then the debate's going to be at Atlanta because people have the trade out there for another quarterback, but I don't think they're going to trade out. I think they're going to take a position player. So I got Penny Sewell going at number four, but it still could be Kyle Pitts. But if not, it's going to be the other way around at Cincinnati at number five, because Cincinnati will take Pitts. They would prefer to have Sewell for their offensive line, but those right now seem to be the top five in this draft.
I'm sure that the new Falcons coach, Arthur Smith, coming in from Tennessee, you know, wants to protect Matt Ryan, but it is going to be tempting for him to take Kyle Pitts and put him in that offense along with Julio and Calvin Ridley. I mean, that would just be another weapon that defenses, they have a hard time matching up with if Pitts were on that offense with Matt Ryan delivering him the ball.
Yeah, but the issue is going to be, you know, certainly Jake Matthews is getting a little bit older. I know he restructured his contract and is going to be there. But also the idea is that a couple of years ago they took Caleb McGarry at the first round because they had two first-round picks that year moving up and doing the trades and do stuff like that. But McGarry right now is the weak link at right tackle. And so what you can do, particularly after cutting James Carpenter, is, you know, then bring in Sewell. If you need to, you can play him at guard and then eventually have him move over to tackle and replace McGarry and then be there for, you know, to be the long-term tackle. Because one thing is, I mean, he is right now 330 pounds, so much more talented than other tackles in this draft, and that would be tough to pass up.
So, John, let me ask you this. Would you be surprised if San Francisco at 3 didn't take Jones? So, in other words, would you be surprised if they took Fields or Lance there?
You could say, because, again, it's still a decision they have to make. I mean, they went to the Fields workout earlier this week. It still would surprise me because, again, the choice is going to be Kyle Shanahan. And Kyle Shanahan likes – you go back to when he was in Washington as an offensive coordinator. As much as he had RG3 as a selection that the owner liked, I mean, he preferred Kirk Cousins because, again, the three things that he likes in a quarterback is accuracy, being smart, and also being a quarterback that knows down and distance, and that's what Mac Jones is. So, he could switch off and go to Fields, but also remember, the quarterback that they draft at number 3 – is expected not even to play this next season because what they're doing is, they're taking the Kansas City approach and saying, okay, let's take the quarterback, let him sit for the year, and then get him ready for year 2 and then try to win with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Hmm. John, it's so interesting. Would you say, it's kind of a multi-part question here and comment, but it's our opinion that finding a quarterback is like the hardest thing to do in professional sports, right? If you really find one that's going to last 7 to 10 years, it looks like the Chargers found one. They should be thrilled. But it's so difficult. And, I'm kind of amazed that teams will draft quarterbacks and then move on in a year or two. I assume Miami's happy with Tua, but, you hear rumblings that they're not happy. Guys only played, 8 or 9 games? They're already not. You've got Detroit here taking Justin Fields at 7, but they just picked up Goff. I know in Denver, they were kind of happy with Drew Lock after the first year when he had some, fill-in performances, whatever. Now they seem to be over him. I mean, are you just sort of amazed at how quickly teams are giving up on quarterbacks these days?
Yeah, very fickle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because what ends up happening is that, if you're drafting high and you're taking a quarterback, I mean, you may be in a situation where you're changing coaches every 2, 3, 4 years. You may change coordinators every other year, and you take that position. That makes it tough. And so, for example, from 2009 to 2016, there's not a team that took a first-round quarterback who has the quarterback still on their team. And you look at all the changes right now from even 2018 that are starting to happen, 2017. So it's like, I'm amazed because you figure you take a quarterback, he's going to be there for more than a decade. That's not happening anymore. And again, I think what happens is you overvalue the quarterback and then go into a position where it's like you take a quarterback and then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you're moving on to another quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that kind of leads us to Washington here for, because they've got Fitzpatrick, and I like it for a 1 or 2 year solution, right? But people aren't happy because we don't have the young stud to groom, although that's not even really a thing anymore because you just throw them to the wolves right away these days. If you're Washington, do you grab somebody late in the first or, in the second round, or you just roll with Fitzpatrick in and worry about it later? What would you do?
Well, right now you're at 19, so it's like for Washington, it's going to be hard to get that quarterback because you got 5 quarterbacks right now that are first-round picks and maybe 5 that could go in the top 9. And so now the debate's going to be we're 6 and 7, and that's where the question marks are going to be. So it's like, okay, so if you're Washington, now you're calling up to try to see, with Denver, you're maybe trying to see with Detroit, can you get that quarterback and not over have to pay for him? And so that's where the real problem is going to be because you figure New England's going to be calling up and there's a decent chance. Now, again, there's no guarantee that Fields is going to go at number 7 to Detroit. They may take a wide receiver, but also, too, I think they'll consider trading out. And there's no doubt that Denver's going to trade out because at least in the case of Denver, they want somebody to come in and challenge their quarterback, Drew Lock. But the problem is, are you going to be able to do this with no offseason program? Because Denver Bronco players said they're not going to show up in the OTAs. And so it's like, okay, can you come into training camp and challenge? And the answer is probably no. That's why I think you have the chance that both New England and Washington may trade up to get quarterbacks.
Yeah, there's some quarterback-starved teams out there, John. You just mentioned a few of them, and if let's just say they really like a team really likes Fields or Lance, and then San Francisco takes Jones at three, well then it's wide open. I think it's game on for a bunch of teams to try and move up, maybe to four, maybe to six, possibly to seven. I really think you're going to see some teams grasp at that point.
Yeah, but I don't see Atlanta trading out at four, mainly because again they can get Pitts. They can get Sewell, and also, you know, Matt Ryan has like about $108 million remaining in his salary cap with proration and his signing bonus. There's no way humanly possible they can get rid of him in the next 2 years, and so he's going to be the quarterback for at least 2 years. And so with that in mind, it's like, okay, you better just stay with Matt Ryan, and the owner likes to stay with Matt Ryan. So, and even I think he's even told internally, hey, we're not taking a quarterback at four, and we're not trading out.
Could a quarterback, you know, the sixth or seventh, could they sneak into the back end of the first round?
No, I don't see it. I just think that, no? I mean, it would only depend on New England. It would depend on Washington. And, you know, I've seen some mock drafts that have, like, you know, either Lance falling, Fields falling. I just don't see it. I mean, again, that's, again, where teams get themselves in trouble because maybe you are overdrafting them. But this year, I just don't see it happening, particularly in a year where you don't have a lot of defensive players. This is not a good defensive draft. I mean, again, in my top 12, I only have two defensive players going, three in the top 13, but really none in the top nine. And so with that in mind, it's like if you want somebody as a quarterback, you better get them as early as you possibly can. And this is the year where you can justify trading down because, again, it's like, okay, do I get the second, third, or fourth offensive tackle? Because after Sewell, I mean, they're all pretty close.
Joined by longtime NFL writer John Clayton at John Clayton NFL. One of the picks I love in your mock draft on the Washington Post is late. You have Rashad Bateman going to the Packers at the end of the first round. Aaron Rodgers would certainly love that after last year. You know, it was highly publicized. They drafted Jordan Love and they took A.J. Dillon high. You know, guys that didn't really contribute a lot. Dillon did a little bit toward the end of the season, but if he got an impact receiver, that would certainly help his cause in Green Bay.
Yeah, no question. It's like, you look at Green Bay, and there's only three teams in the NFL that have not taken a receiver in the last 2 years. Not just in the first round, but in the draft, Green Bay's one of them. And it's like, okay, you've got an unhappy guy in Aaron Rodgers who's doing Jeopardy, but right now feels he's in Jeopardy in the long term because they've not added to the wide receiver position. And so it's like, okay, so get him a receiver. And so more than likely they'll probably not take Bateman, but I still think that makes the most sense because you didn't get him one last year. He still won 13 games. You've had to restructure six contracts just to be able to get under the cap this year. But how? And they've added zero players in unrestricted free agency. So it's like, get him a wide receiver. That's why I think, you know, Bateman, if he gets down to 29, could be the right choice for them.
John, what do you think the future is for – I know it's impossible to predict because we just don't know how it's going to play out, but what's the future of Deshaun Watson? Let's just start with 2021. Do you think he will be starting in week one for Houston?
It doesn't look great right now because you got all the lawsuits, you got all the problems, and again, it's like he doesn't want to be there. And so the league doesn't need to do anything now because it's not like – if the team's going to be at OTAs, he's not going to be at OTAs. You know, he's probably not going to be at training camp. But right now, with all these lawsuits and the problems, the first thing has to happen, what do we hear from the police? Are the police going to do anything on all these charges? But, boy, it looks bad. It's like, you know, you figure that he had a regular massage therapist, but when she started hearing about all the stuff that was going on with the other therapist that he was hiring, she ended up quitting. And that doesn't sound good. I don't think I've ever seen a player in sports that has had, you know, over 39 massage therapists because 21, 22 have sued, 18 or so have supported, but 40 therapists? Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
John, we always love having you on the show. Thanks so much for the time. It's John Clayton. You can follow him on Twitter at John Clayton NFL. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Thank you, John.
John Clayton, been doing it forever. One of the best, no doubt mm-hmm. about it. When we come back, we're going to give Drab a chance to lash out at the F1 snobs. And I think we're going to probably be really persnickety about a picture that we have unearthed from a Junks appearance circa 2007. So we'll do that next when we come back here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you missed the Junkies Weekend Parlay, first and foremost, shame on you for missing it at 7:45. But it's okay. You can go to the Odyssey app and use the rewind feature and listen to it. And I'll recap it for you quickly right here. We're hoping it hits this weekend and we turn $6 into what would the return be, Jason, again?
It's roughly 2 G's.
Okay, so right around this. We'll turn $6 into 2,000 plus.
It's two and change, yeah.
So the picks are... I took the Marlins plus 130 at home against the Giants. Looking for a little home upset there. Jason likes the Nats with Max on the bump. That's a minus 210 on the money line pick. EB is betting that the Pelicans beat the Wizards by between 1 and 10 points. That's plus 180. Mm-hmm. Valdez thinks that Luka is going to be hot from outside tonight. He needs him to hit over 4 3-pointers in his game tonight to hit his bet. Cody likes the over in runs in the Pirates-Brewers game, over 8.5 runs. He likes to say 0.5. It's weird.
Yeah.
The last pick is Drab's pick, and he has an F1 pick, and he called the driver Leclerc, and apparently all the F1 snobs just lost their minds, and they're driving Drab up a wall. As we speak.
I just forgot how annoying fans can be of irrelevant sports. It's the same
Correct.
Thing. And maybe irrelevant's too harsh. Well, not
right.
for F1. In this country, it is.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing with we face for years with the hockey fans in town.
100%.
I mean, EB mispronounced Chara's name in the same segment. Nobody said anything to him.
Right.
Some money.
With MMA fans, they're the worst. Formula One hasn't been mentioned on this station in 50 years. Like, it's never been. I'm
never.
The only person who ever draws attention to it. And I mispronounced some guy from Monaco's last name. And I can't stop getting text messages and tweets about it or Facebook inboxes.
But, Drab, your takeaway is so correct in that if you're a fan of a fringe or tertiary sport, okay, like F1, that's even lower on the food chain. But you mentioned the NHL and the Caps. And, like, if you run a blog that 100 people, you know, look at per week, and you should have your arms open to everybody who's coming into your sport. I'll mention two blogs that I really like, Washington Capitals-wise. Russian Machine Never Breaks, Japers Rink. Mm-hmm. You know what they want to do? They want more people to come to the party. They want more people enjoying the sport that they enjoy. They're not snobs, and they don't tear you down if you mispronounce a dude's name or you don't know who the third line winger is for the Hershey Bears. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They want more people in. They don't want to exclude. They want to include, which I like, which I appreciate.
By the way,
and that, I know Drab does
that,
too.
That French dude, if he wants it pronounced Leclerc, spell it like that. Don't spell it like Leclerc. I blame him.
Yeah.
Are people
yeah.
actually attacking you?
Well,
or are they just correcting you?
No, this guy said, I'm sure I'm going to take your bet. You don't know what you're talking about. You mispronounce his name. First of all, we have zero credibility. We're 0-10. Why are you taking our bets? We're losers. We are complete losers. I took a plus 650 bet, and you're going to get upset about it?
Damn, he's pushing your buttons.
Well, it's like it was like three different people all at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, they're pushing your buttons today. Seriously. It's a Friday. You should be happy.
But
it's
you
a
are
Friday.
Watching a lot of it, right? I mean, you.
Well, I'm
you
a casual fan. Here's what's going to happen on Sunday. Bobby Shambles is going to smoke some weed at his house. He's going to come over. We're going to turn on the race, eat some donuts, and watch and have a good time. We're not that serious mm-hmm. about it.
And you'll be rooting for Leclerc or Leclerc, whatever.
No, you're rooting for Leclerc. Officially.
Yeah, Leclerc.
He's Leclerc now.
Yeah, don't
Bobby
succumb
is your
to the pressure.
Guy. I love Bobby. That's my guy.
But Bobby's your F1 guy?
Bobby Shambles. Tom Daly likes F1. That's the only
so,
people
but
I know.
Tom's moved, right?
Tom's
he's like
gone.
Dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Drab, I will do this for you this weekend. I will make an effort to watch at least one episode of the F1 on Netflix, the F1 documentary.
You're my guy.
I'm going to do that, and I'm going to here's my weekend preview. I'm watching some F1, and I'm going to watch the I'm going to attempt to watch the Kane Mutiny, which we talked about with John Feinstein, which I believe came out in 1954.
Well,
Humphrey Bogart.
I'll be surprised if you log more than 2 minutes of that movie.
I'll watch it so I can give him a Cakes movie review the next time we have him on next Friday.
Okay. All right.
Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout out to Mike Jones over at DeMatha. Jason, ooh. Did you get a hoodie too?
I'm wearing it right now. See this?
Yeah, we're both
look
wearing
at you
our
guys.
DeMatha hoodies today.
Very good.
DeMatha hoodie.
We did
yeah.
the Zoom call last week, and we said they asked us if we wanted some gear, and we said, yeah, well, I said, I know I asked for DeMatha.
They're asking the wrong
gear.
Guys because they should know that you guys are going to take them up on that.
So thank
you very
much. Very
comfortable.
For
I've been wearing it for 2 days, essentially.
Yeah. It looks comfy.
Okay. Oh, it's great. Yeah.
I also got just like a regular, kind of a nice DeMatha alum golf shirt too. Did you get that sent to you?
I did. I got the. Yeah. It's an Under Armour shirt. I love it. Very
yeah,
comfortable.
I'll have to wear that one too. So, yep. Thank you for that. We.
Oh, by the way, real quick, I got to give a shout out, and I forgot to last week. But my man Bobby Blicky from Corona.
Bobby Blicky. Yes, know him.
He asked me earlier last week, did I need any Corona or Corona Light for the Masters? And I said, I always need that.
Right, it's always
doesn't
a need.
Doesn't matter if it's
yes.
Masters week or not.
Right,
so
I need it.
He sent me 2 cases of Corona Extra, so thank you very much, Bobby Blicky.
That's very nice.
That is very nice of him.
I think Bobby Blicky was also my Modelo guy, I think,
correct.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Where'd those Modelo spots go, Bobby? Come on, let's go. All right, is Jenny back on the line from San Diego? I think so.
Jenny,
yeah,
the picture. Now I actually remember that picture. I don't know that I remember that day, but I remember that
I
picture. I've seen it before.
I'm in the
pic. No,
look how skinny and young Cakes looks.
I know.
See,
like,
silly.
Now, that picture is me with the infamous male pattern baldness horseshoe, which I detest.
Right.
But I do like that track jacket. I know it wouldn't fit me today, but I don't think I look terrible in that picture aside from my haircut.
No, you look pretty good.
Yeah.
You
I think
both
you look pretty
good.
Good.
You're young, though. That was 15 years ago.
I was a youngin'.
So Jenny is the blonde, right? That was the one that was my son's first grade math teacher. Is that correct?
Yes.
So she's on the
and
right.
And your sister's the one with the curly hair.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Cakes.
Yeah. I vaguely remember.
I actually just called her because we both listen, and she reminded me of a summer dress party in which we attended that I definitely had to hump. Oh, am I allowed to say hump? Thrust? BDK. There was some game like. I think you filled a balloon with the whipped cream. And
it was called the Crush It contest. Yes, I'm remembering.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Right. Right.
What did you win for that?
I didn't win.
Public scorn and humiliation?
Oh, memory. You just did it? She just got humiliated for no reason.
Yeah, I blocked it out of my memory, and she reminded me today. So
yeah, I don't blame you. Well, listen, you're a sweetheart, so you still listen out in San Diego.
Every single morning.
We appreciate
love that.
That.
And your sister, is she local? Does she listen?
Yeah, she's local. She listens on the old terrestrial radio.
Perfect.
So.
Very good. We
need
we
more
love
of that.
That. We yes.
That's
kind of
how we get
of that.
Paid. Exactly. Well, Jenny, you're sweet. Thank you so much for still listening, still supporting. You're now listening on the Odyssey app, right? That's what you're listening to.
Yes.
That is
yep,
correct.
Indeed.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks,
later, guys.
Thanks for checking in. Okay.
Man, that picture is quite a throwback.
That is
a throwback. CK
right?
has hair. CK has hair in the picture.
Cakes, where's your right hand in that
where's
picture?
Where's my right hand? I'm sure it is like on the upper portion of Jenny's body, maybe up near her shoulders or her hair.
I think I know where it went. All right.
It could be on CK's butt cheek.
I mean, I see CK's hand. I see where his hand is.
Yeah. You see both of old E-Sillies. I got
see,
one
See, this is many years before the whole, you know, Keanu Reeves' bit where, like, he takes pictures and he, like, has his hands back here. Like there's nobody's questioning where his hands are because he does this bit.
Is that what he does now?
Yes. Like, if you see recent pictures, if he's posing with a woman, he isn't doing the CK in this pose or the EB where their hands are, like, on the women. He puts his hands back. So it's like,
because
I'm not doing anything here.
So he doesn't want to be accused.
Nothing going on here.
Well, remember that guy that took the picture with Taylor Swift? They got sued, fired.
Yeah.
And,
you know what?
I mean, yeah,
if he had had his hands back here, he would have been good. But he had his hands here and here. He had his hands all over the place. So bad.
Very bad. All right, so are we going to put our six-game parlay on Junk's radio? We're going to tweet that, right?
Yes, that will be tweeted at some point.
Yeah,
yes.
Jason, send me the screenshot.
I will.
Yeah.
Richie.
All right.
So we'll get that up at Junk's Radio on Twitter.
0-11.
Everybody has a great weekend. Hope that six-leg parlay hits. We got to get out of here. We'll see you on Monday. B. Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.